Touch a Truck coming around again. Man, I can't believe it's here already. Coming up next Wednesday morning. Good morning. It is 8:15, just about 8:16. Galesburg's Morning News on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Tom Arida, Tyler Gum, Nick Isher joining us this morning. Recreation Supervisor for the City of Galesburg Parks and Rec Department, Elizabeth Varner, joining us. Elizabeth, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Doing great.
Can you believe it's already here again?
It seems
like not that long ago we were talking about Touch a Truck last year.
And the weather's looking great.
Oh, my goodness.
Next week looks great.
Yeah,
so
it's looking good right now. Yeah, what a fun event. This is such a cool thing, and the kids love it. Some of us adults really like it, too, kind of getting close to some of that equipment we never always really get to get close to unless you do it for a living. So let's the 18th annual event coming up next Wednesday out at Lake Story starting at 10 o'clock. One of the cool things about this event is that you invite all the local schools, so there's just busloads and busloads of kids for one thing. That's a really cool thing.
Well, it's amazing because actually we get a ton of outlying schools. So more than Galesburg, we get just a ton coming from Buncombe and just some places I haven't even heard of. But we've had them come in on the train, catch a bus,
really?
And then come out or get on, you know, come on the train. They go to Discovery Depot and then they come on out. So it's been great. And they don't just do the Touch a Truck. They come out there and they rent the shelters, they have their lunch, and then they do the trails. And so it's kind of become a morning for a lot of them.
Yeah, really kind of a really big event. So it's great that the city and all the private businesses that participate in this, that just, I mean, any vehicle you can think of that's used in any kind of job is going to be out there.
Yes, I'm always looking. Like, I'm driving down the road, and I'm like, oh, that vehicle looks really cool. Let's see if we can call it. But, yeah, just anything. The kids, of course, they always like the emergency vehicles, the police and the fire and the ambulance. But this event brings out some really cool things that you wouldn't even think of. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's and by the way, be prepared if you're out there with kids or grandkids, or if you just want to be out there yourself, just be prepared when you get near, especially an emergency vehicle, you're going to hear a siren, or in some of the big trucks, you're going to hear a horn, because that's what kids love to do, and that makes it kind of fun.
You do. You hear the horns, and the kids are up in them. They're all over them. And even some of the Knox Highway Patrol has gotten really creative. They take their, the dump truck, and they black it out, and the kids are chalking all over it.
Yeah.
And at least that's what they did last year, and it was great. So even the vehicles are coming up with some really creative activities to bring their vehicles into it. And it's educational as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Fire, police, I mean, any emergency ambulance, construction.
Postal.
Different construction equipment as well. Yep. And you'll see, I mean, they have, cranes, and it's just such a really neat, fun event. So I know you always try to get some special vehicles that aren't always available. And have you found anything this year, any surprises this year, or?
I think the biggest thing this year would be the Ms. Mariposa bus. We haven't had that before, and I'm really excited. It's the Butterfly Lady, so she'll be there with the Monarchs, which will be great because in September we do the Monarch Festival with them, so the Monarch Migration. And kids can really learn all about the Monarchs and get on that bus. It's hands-on. And we've got, like, Discovery Depot, but, I just really love having everyone come. We had got Kitchen Cooked back last year, and we hadn't had them for many years, and they came back again last year. So I think we just have a great group of vehicles for kids to really enjoy. And like I said, even the postal, kids like to, see that. Tractors, they love sitting in those big wheels, and anything with farm equipment's great too.
Well, I think the people who bring the vehicles out from the different businesses also enjoy it because they get a lot of questions from the kids,
and
I think they enjoy being out there and answering the questions as well.
Well, I think they have fun because a lot of times they're not out there interacting with these kinds of kids groups. So when they do this, they're actually really enjoying the kids and having a lot of fun with it.
So 10 o'clock next Wednesday, Lake Story goes from 10 to about 11:30. And yeah, you might have to, depending on the vehicle, you might have to, with your child, wait in line a little bit. But I mean, you can always, if you don't want to, you can always find vehicles. I mean, you can pretty much walk around and find a vehicle to look at that your child or grandchild can crawl in without waiting.
You definitely can. And there's some really cool things that are going to be out there this year I didn't really mention. But Ameron, they're just amazing. Last year they came out and they put up like their own telephone pole.
Right. Yes,
and they
I remember
were climbing that. Up it. And they have Louie the lightning bug that's there. And then, of course, we've got Crime Stopper McGruff will be there with the sheriff department. And then new this year, we had two banks asked to be in it, and they're bringing out, we've got First Mid-Illinois Bank and Trust, Philip the Pig, and we've got F&M Bank's Percy the Penguin there. So I think you'll see some really neat characters that are walking around and adding a lot more to the event as well.
Yeah, it's so neat. I mean, yeah, because you got all the vehicles and the others, other extracurricular things as well going. It's such a neat event. I know you've had petting zoo in the past.
We do. The farm. Okay. The farmers always bring some animals of some type. So I don't know what they'll be bringing. We usually have Miss Aggie there, and she has this cow that you can milk, but it's not a real cow. So it's really cool. There's really all kinds of things, and the kids are just having a great time interacting. They're running around, they're smiling, they're laughing. I think the vehicles that are there are having a great time. So we just have a really good time with it. So I'm looking forward to it again.
Yeah, and you mentioned Ameren with the pole. They also have lift trucks there, and sometimes they go up and down in those, and they have the little yellow helmets like they wear, little plastic ones for the kids to take. It's just really
such a neat event. Oh, they always give them out. Yeah. It's so good. And we'll have the fire trucks there, the police trucks, and it's great to see them interact with the kids too, and know that they don't have to be afraid when they see the police or the fire. You know, it's good, and they're interacting very well. So I'm very proud of the city that they get involved. We have our forestry that comes out there with the big trucks, and everyone gets involved with this and helps out.
18th annual Touch a Truck event. Man, how did you get that many in?
I don't know. I feel like there's actually more, and we've got it kind of termed that way. But, yeah.
So the 18th annual event. Next Wednesday, Lake Story and the parking lot there it takes up the entire parking lot there behind the pavilion. And it's just such a really, really neat thing. You'll see lots of school buses there. There'll be plenty of area to park, though. You won't have to park too far away to get up there and kids, grandkids, even adults. I mean, everybody. It's such a really neat thing to kind of, because we don't always see all this stuff up close. Again, like I said, unless you work in one of those particular industries, you don't necessarily see these vehicles up close.
Oh, I hear the adults all the time saying they have a great time. We have retirees that come out and they bring their grandkids. And we get a lot of people that are like, hey, you're doing it during the school day. But we're also doing it when the field trips are coming out. We've also got preschools that are coming out, elementary schools coming out. Families, it's open to the public, and it's a great event. We're hoping that the Life Flight will be there. Last year they were supposed to be, and they got called out. Unfortunately, I think they keep kind of busy, but
never know. Unfortunate,
so,
And I know you've had food and drink vendors, or at least drink vendors there?
We had Jerry's Mojo, and the main reason we have them is they're actually our only electric vehicle that's out there. So that's kind of neat to have them out there as well.
Yep. So so that'll be out there as well. It's such a fun event. Of course, we'll be out there. We have our little remote broadcast booth, our trailer that we take out, and I know the kids get a chance to get in there and get on the microphone a little bit and go out over the PA, which is that's fun too.
Watch out, there's a lot of radio personalities. Yeah, they're so good.
We were talking about that off the air. That's like they're going to force us all into retirement here. Probably
they are good. They love getting on the radio. Oh, yeah. You can hear them more than the horns actually, and you guys don't hear this, but I'm out there with all the other vehicles, and they're just cracking up at the kids on the radio. I mean, we're all talking about it as we walk around. So
yeah, it's such a fun event. Again, it's coming up next Wednesday. Touch a Truck, 18th annual event at Lake Story Park. Anything in the parking lot? Anything else we don't need to know about that event in particular?
Well, with that event, we've got it well organized. We ask them. We kind of have one pattern going. So as they come in, we let the buses drop off up top, and then we have a special area for cars, and then the buses, and encourage them. If there's a school that wants to still rent a shelter, we still have some spots left for the picnics. And then, of course, we've got the trails we want everyone to enjoy. This is a great time of year to really enjoy the park because birds are migrating through. And so I've heard we've had a couple of loons out there. I heard there were some pelicans out there the other day, which didn't really surprise me because I know in La Clare they actually do have those around quite often. So if you're out there, you can really see some great wildlife. So I would really encourage that as well.
If it's a good sunny day, you see some turtles out on some branches in the water and that too. So yeah, it's kind of a neat thing. Perfect time of year to get out there and enjoy not just the Touch a Truck, but get out there on the trail and kind of walk through the woods a little bit. And what a fun event coming up. Anything else got coming up?
I do, just really quickly. Sure. I was going to mention as we're getting into spring, we're also looking at all of our programs coming up for summer. So people are coming in and they're starting to buy the season passes to Lakeside Water Park because we're going to finally hit those warm days. And
it is going to happen.
Yes, and you want to be ready for it. So they're signing up for that. We also have sign up for the swim team. I walked in today and they're playing, like, they're pitching the ball out there with the Cubs and Cardinals tickets. And we also have a game on Father's Day, a Cubs Cardinal, and there's a few tickets that are still left for that.
Okay.
So they can come and get the tickets for that as well. Swim lessons, that's really big. We've got swim lessons coming up, a new session next week. And then our summer water safety program that is in the summer. So we have morning lessons as well as evening. We put hundreds of kids through. And then next Sunday, we also have Latin. Well, actually, May 8th, we'll have Latin dance starting. We're just finishing up swing. And we had 46 people that did that. So I think Latin's going to be a big thing. And we're also having a camp in conjunction with Knox College this year. They're C4K. We're going to be having exploration camp and exploring Galesburg. So I'm hoping we'll have one trip to the radio station as well.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Good deal. Lots of stuff going on. Again, the website, you can get on there and find out all this information if there's something you missed and you want to see what's going on or how to get signed up. And always fun. Always a lot of good stuff going on.
All right. Sounds great. We appreciate it.
Elizabeth Varner, Recreation Supervisor, City of Galesburg Parks and Rec Department. Again, Touch a Truck coming up next Wednesday, 18th annual event, 10 to 11:30 out at Lake Story in the parking lot. Elizabeth, thanks so much for your time. I always appreciate it.
Thank you.